Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're gonna start slow, but we're always gonna finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're gonna finish hard. We're gonna finish fast.
It's Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not gonna lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us.
With just 1 hour until kickoff.
Regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you're gonna go out with this win. Whoa.
Joe has you covered like an all-pro safety.
Steps up, throws.
Oh, what an interception! Oh, my gosh!
And Rashad is tackling topics like a blitzing linebacker.
Pressure dropped. Parsons came flying through.
Football Sunday on the Odyssey app.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh.
And 1080 The Fan.
Welcome in to Football Sunday, divisional round Football Sunday here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fish, got Rashad Taylor across the glass. Everything's all good. I did not have any drinks last night, so not hungover this Sunday, thank God.
Not this week. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I think it's too late to start dry January, so maybe we go free February. Alcohol-free February, is that a thing?
I mean, it could be.
I think I might have to make it that.
We
got Super Bowl. Man.
Don't start making excuses for why you have to drink now. Come on now.
Yeah, no, it's the worst. But I did not drink last night, Rashad, because I was chaperoning Joey and my nephew, Alex, to one of the biggest sporting events that were happening in the state last night. And that was the Harlem Globetrotters at the Moda Center.
Man, it's always a fun show for the kids there. You know, when you're a kid and you see all the cool crossovers, all the cool
fun for the kids. Lobs. I was dying. I was having a great time too.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was, man, I have had like Harlem Globetrotters like come to my elementary school.
Yes.
But I had never gone to a live Globetrotters show that I can remember.
I've been to a few.
Yeah.
I've been to a few. And mind you, they are super cool. It's entertaining, you know, little dances and stuff out there. I'll say this, though. I have a couple friends that have played for the Globetrotters. Guys from Portland that have had really good basketball careers. I'm not going to say their names because, you know, obvious reasons. However, some of them told me that they just absolutely hated doing it. Hated doing it. Because, number one, there was never a competitive game that they actually played.
Yeah.
But here's the cool part. When they play, I think it's the Generals they play against.
Yes, the Washington Generals.
The Washington Generals. Man, I was told that in pickup games, they win 8 times out of 10.
They look like they got some ballers on there.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, but it's tough to go out there and just play. It's like Pro Bowl football. It's like, I mean, it's like halfway. We're kind of, you know, playing. One side isn't really playing at all. And if you're on the Generals, that's got to suck to know that you're probably a better basketball player than some of the guys on the other side, but you know you're going to get blown out by 40, and they're going to make you, they're going to cross you up, probably throw some water on you, or at least some glitter at you, you know what I mean? Like, oh no, not the water, and then it's glitter or something like that. So
I love how you mentioned the water part, because yes, that happened multiple times.
That's
throughout
the game. That is a part of the, and one of them was actually filled with water. It's like, oh no, that one worked. So yeah, it gets me every time. Gets me every time. But
I don't know if you knew this either, but they've got a little person out there now.
Can he hoop, or she hoop?
He can hoop, and okay. I mean, he wasn't getting much minutes, but he nailed a 4-pointer at one point. They have the 4-point line in the Globetrotters.
That's
now.
Very Rockin' Jock of them. Do you remember the Rockin' Jock games?
No.
Oh, Joe, you're so young. So listen, this is what I want you to do. If you get a chance, you can even now go to YouTube and look up like MTV Rockin' Jock basketball. And it was the best thing, because you had celebrities, and then you had some hoopers, some people that could really hoop, that would play in these pickup basketball games. And they had like a 4-point shot, they had a 50-point shot and stuff like that. But you would see like professional athletes, like or baseball players, football players, rappers, singers, you know, all type of stuff. The coldest person I remember ever from watching Rockin' Jock was Steve Urkel.
He could hoop.
Jaleel White was out there getting buckets. That's where I figured out Brian McKnight was actually super nice. And it was really, really cold at basketball. And that the Rockin' Jock is where you could find out, like, oh, shoot, Master P. Remember, he played in the NBA for a little bit. Or at least he was on a preseason team for, was it the Charlotte Hornets, I think, at that point it was? I think it was Charlotte. But, yeah. But, no, it was super cool. It was right before the All-Star game. So the NBA All-Star game would happen. They'd have their whole All-Star weekend. They'd have stuff on Nickelodeon for the All-Stars, NBA Inside stuff. Like, it was super, super cool. Like, if you were a kid in the 90s, like that, that's why you love basketball and stuff like that, right?
How about
this
for a lineup of a Rock and Jock team? Robert Townsend, Reggie Miller, Queen Latifah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Young Leo, that's right.
Joey Lawrence.
That's right.
Michael Bell, Ian Ziering, and Jeff Ament. I don't know the last two, but still.
Ian Ziering is from 90210.
Okay. That fits then for the 1992 Rock and Jock basketball.
No, yeah.
Wow, look at that young Leo.
No, that's growing pains, Leo. Yeah.
I need one of these jerseys also, by the way.
I'm telling you.
Champion jersey.
I'm telling you. Like, so it was the Bricklayers versus the, I forget the other one. So it was super, super cool, though. I used to love watching that. They did one for baseball, too. And the baseball one was tight because they all played, you know, they played, like, softball. Mm-hmm. And so you'd see all the athletes and come out there. I think Griffey played in one year. Man, the 90s were awesome. I feel bad for kids now.
I mean, I was, how do I put this? Cognizant of the back half of the 90s. I mean, I was born in 92, so like,
yeah,
let's be real.
Yeah, but still, for 8 years, you got all the best stuff.
Yeah, but
I mean,
anything before 95, I do not have like any memory of. Even 96, really.
Well, being 3, I'm sure you wouldn't. Being 4, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a
3,
lot that 4, you're going to forget.
There's, you know, kindergarten stuff I remember, so that puts me at about like 96, 97, you know, where my earliest memories are. So I caught that back half of the 90s when things really started to ratchet up as far as the I don't know, what's the word that you describe? Being degenerates?
Oh, yeah.
In American society?
Yeah.
Celebrity death match. I mean, we've talked about it. WWF.
South Park.
Was just diving into it head first as far as being debaucherous. South Park.
What an awesome time. What an awesome, like, rebellious time.
Late 90s, early 2000s. 90s. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. You'll never be able to
do it. It was all about middle fingers. Eminem was coming out, and man, with, you know, Viking and chainsaws. It's like, oh, man, this is a different vibe right now. DMX was literally barking at people. Like, I mean,
growling at him.
Like, there was like, it was just a real, remember Marilyn Manson, you know, late 90s. Like, there was a lot. There was a lot happening.
Yeah.
There was a lot happening. Now I think about it, like, towards, you know, 98 through, 96 through 2000.
You're kind of, you're blowing my mind with this Rockin' Jock. Some of these rosters I'm looking at
right now. I'm telling you, man.
Who wouldn't want to see Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Flea was hooping. Flea could hoop.
I know,
that
like
point.
Setting up a sweet pass to John Sally or Kurt Rambis.
Man, Flea, like, there was an inbound play and he's jumping up and everything. I was like, oh, Flea can really, He can really hoop.
Oh, Spud Webb, and he passes it out to Morris Chestnut, who nails the three.
Exactly. Ricky from Boys in the Hood was out there.
Morris Chestnut dropped a 50-burger?
More, because there was 50. Remember, there was like 10-point shots.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that. So if you can, and there was like a rim on top of the rim.
Oh, yeah. See, Reggie Miller dropped 76 points. Yep, yep.
Yeah, okay. So there was like a couple rims, and if you hit that one, and then it goes through the other one, that's, you know, obviously more points. So, yeah, what a fun game.
Good for Donnie Wahlberg getting some run in there, too.
Oh, this was like new kids Donnie Wahlberg, too, just so kind of coming off of it.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
So, yeah, man, great time. And I wish the NBA, you know, I love what Adam Silver has been able to do with the NBA. I mean, the NFL, not so much. Jay-Z is only getting Roc Nation people to be the halftime show for the Super Bowl. Like, that's all it's been. You know, it's been Shakira, Roc Nation. It's been who else? Obviously, last year it was, you know, Dre and all those guys, which isn't Roc Nation, but they had to pay him a boatload of money to do that. But, yeah, those were kind of boring. But it was the stuff that was before the games and stuff like that, before the All-Star games, that was always super cool.
One of the team names for the Rock and Shock basketball gym was named the Violators.
Violators, thank you. Violators and Bricklayers. Those were the two names.
The Bricklayers and the Violators.
Oh, I couldn't remember what the other team name was. But yes, man, those were the days, man. Shout out to anybody born in the 70s and 80s that were actually, you know, watching those games, man. Like, MTV was the streaming platform, right? Like, that's how artists were broke. That's where, you know, people come to find out what the celebrities were pretty much doing. Nobody watched Entertainment Tonight. You know, nobody watched any of those shows. The music culture is where everybody got their fashion, their everything from, and MTV and BET at a point were the music culture. So when they did stuff like that, it was always so dope.
My God, some of these pictures I am seeing right now, Roseanne Barr and Pauly Shore. Like in the dugout.
Cool, buddy. Yeah. Cool, buddy.
Oh,
Pauly Shore. Like, what?
This picture of Anna Nicole Smith is just, I mean, peak Anna Nicole Smith.
Hey, man, peak Anna Nicole was
cleavage.
Bad.
She's using a phallic symbol.
Let's be real. Peak Anna Nicole was bad.
I mean,
not
Michael Jackson bad.
Oh, no. I mean, she was awesome. Peak Anna Nicole was great.
See, okay. Yeah, I could see it. But again, my memories are back half of the 90s, early 2000s when she was, you know.
When she didn't look great. Again, we're saying peak, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Boys to Men. They were at the 94 Rock and Jock basketball. How about that? I actually just watched the 99 WrestleMania the other day. It was in Philadelphia, and they were the,
America the Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Boys to Men, they're gonna show up and sing, man. I can't remember if they wore a sweater vest in the basketball game.
Wow, some of these, just Pamela Anderson, she's trying to throw a baseball.
Doesn't matter, Pam. Thank you. Great throw.
Exactly.
Great throw, Pam.
Yeah. Aaliyah and Jennifer Love Hewitt in a picture. Rest in peace. Jonathan Taylor Thomas and
JTT.
Flea just D-ing each other up. Wow.
And JTT was terrible.
I feel like these aren't real. I feel like these are AI generated photos.
No, they were absolutely real. It was an absolutely real time. It was super fun. You know?
Yeah, there's Master P, Ice-T.
Master P was dunking and stuff. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's really cold. He's like 6'7", though.
Master P also played in the softball game.
Telling you. I think Dr. Dre played in one.
How about this? Okay, I totally missed this. They brought it back in 2002 and tried to do it again. P. Diddy, Nick Carter, and Redman were on a team.
See? Who doesn't want to see, you know, P. Diddy stroll up and down, you know, first base? Like, who doesn't want to see that?
You know what I'd like to see? Some actual real athletes in some real good football games today. How about that?
That would be dope. Because so far, I'll be real, like, last year was awesome, right?
Divisional round was sick.
The next round was pretty good. And so far, most of these games have been disappointing. So
yeah, I mean, the Jags-Chiefs game yesterday, I mean, we'll get into it, but that never really felt like Jags were in it. look at the final score of Eagles-Giants. That speaks for itself. So let's just hope we get some solid ones today. We will preview those. That is Bengals versus the Bills. And then, of course, my Cowboys going up against the 49ers. Hopefully it's, hopefully in that game it is very much like the Globetrotters taking on the Generals.
I've never Cowboys being wanted a tie so bad for a game.
What, between the Cowboys and the 49ers?
Yes. I do not want to hear either of your fan bases for the next, I don't care how long, for this happening. But yeah, I need a tie. That would be great.
So we will get into the matchups today. We will get into the matchups that happened, the teams that advanced, the teams that lost. We got plenty of other stuff to get to. I mean, heck, we maybe might get to some Blazer stuff by the end of the show. Blazers lost.
No, we're
good. A legend
yes,
is no longer with that. The Blazers organization that we do have to carve out maybe 5 minutes for by the end of the show. But plenty to get to. That's the great thing about this time of year. Plenty to get to. We are not lacking in topics, that's for sure. What do you want to get into first? You want to get into Jags-Chiefs? You want to get into
Let's just talk some foosball.
Foosball?
Yeah.
All right. We'll spin the wheel. Whatever we land on is what we're talking about. NFL Divisional Round Playoffs next. Rashad Taylor, Joe Fish, hit us up on the text line, 503-250-1080. This is Football Sunday on 1080 The F***.
Listening to Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday, quick commercial break, which I'm totally fine with because we got a lot to get to. I can't tell who is the BG and who is Rashad Taylor there.
Well, I know.
It's hard to find the difference.
It's a great song.
So, yesterday we had some divisional rounds, football. We had the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Jags, the Eagles taking on the Giants. I say we start with the Kansas City game and the Jaguars because Giants, Eagles, we could spend probably like 2-3 minutes on that, honestly. But that game was very interesting because things took a turn in that first quarter, and the turn was Patrick Mahomes' ankle. It was towards the end of the first quarter. He has a play, tries to step up in the pocket, gets rid of the ball, and a Jaguars player rolls up on his ankle, and it rolls towards the inside, which is never a good thing. That's a tougher sprain than if it rolls to the outside. You can usually walk those off. That's those basketball, rolled ankles. But, yeah, this one, it was clear that he was favoring it. He was gimpy, walking, limping all over the field. He went to the sideline, ran back onto the field, and then they brought Chad Henne in, who managed his play pretty well. And got them downfield, got him a touchdown, and he did his job to fill in. And then Mahomes came back in and, did what he does, and they took care of business. So the Chiefs, they are now going to their fifth straight AFC championship game, Rashawn. But we will see what the MRI reveals, and once that adrenaline goes down, how puffy that ankle is of Patrick Mahomes, because that it throws a wrench into things going into next week.
It definitely does, because the one thing that Patrick Mahomes is so good at is creating on the fly. You know, he's not just going to stand in the pocket like Brady. You know what he's going to do. He's going to stand in the pocket, and once he starts moving his feet, that's when he's the most uncomfortable. For Patrick Mahomes, that's when he's the most comfortable, and you might not know where it's going to come. We saw a sidearm throw yesterday that came, out of nowhere. You'll see some Tim Tebow kind of jump passes, every now and then from him. You'll see a lot of those things, but it happens when he's being creative and he's on the move. If he's not able to move like that, well, he becomes like every other quarterback. You saw in the second half, he was good, right? He didn't make any mistakes. He was able to lead his team down the field and also score. However, you could tell that he wasn't himself, right? You could clearly look at him and say he's good, but if he's not able to move, then he's no different than a Tom Brady, somebody that's just going to stand there in the pocket and try to make plays, plays from there. But the one thing I loved, and I absolutely loved it, is when they showed his kind of outburst on the sideline as far as saying, no, you're not taking me out of this game. You're not, no, absolutely not. F that. F no. And throws down his, like, you can tell he's like, that's somebody that wants to win. And it's no, I don't think it's any disrespect to Chad Henne. Like, I mean, I think you think your teammate is capable to go in there and make plays for you. It's just a couple things. Number one, you don't want to know. At that moment, what if he finds out, and I'm knocking on some type of wood in here, what if he had found out that something was fractured, broken, torn, something like that? Then what? What does that do for them for the rest of the playoffs? Nah, don't tell me nothing right now. Like, I just want to be in here, hanging there with my team, and at least try to win this game. But man, hats off to Chad Henne. He came in the game, made some big plays, I think 5 for 7 during that drive, and was able to get a touchdown out of it, which ultimately won them the game. Chad Henne doesn't come in there and throw that touchdown. Hey, you know, it's possibly an opportunity for Trevor Lawrence and the Jags to have some type of miracle like they had the week prior. So, I mean, hey, I love the fieriness from Patrick Mahomes. That's what you want your leader to do. You want him to be aggressive. You want him to want to be out there. So, I'm five straight AFC championships. Like, the Patriots forever were the team, not just of the AFC, but of the NFL. Let's just be real. Like, I mean, there's when you eke out 6 Super Bowls and what, 9 appearances, 10 appearances, something like that. Yeah, you're there. Patty Mahomes has already been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one. He's got an MVP. This is opportunity to win a second Super Bowl potentially. Like, hey man, you want to be on the field. Don't tell me that I got to come out right now. So, I don't think any of us thought that I don't know if you put money on the Jags, but I wouldn't have. Smart money would have told you to bet on the Chiefs. And, you know, defensively, they were great. You know, Travis Kelce was great. You know, all the people that you needed to be great for the Chiefs were great, and that's why they're going on to the AFC Championship again.
Yeah, man, this Chiefs team this whole year has just – they've looked like who they've been the last 5. It's just – it doesn't – it's almost seeming it's like it doesn't matter who we have. Pacheco out there catching passes, Kadarius Toney. Let's make sure we feed our beast, Travis Kelce, 14 times a postseason record. I think it tied for postseason receptions by a tight end. So, even, I mean, again, even when that game got close, 2017, the Jags, you know, they had a great drive to get the ball downfield. What did KC do? They went right back down the field themselves and put themselves up 10. And Jags then fumble, throw a pick. It was just...
Jags shot themselves in the foot a lot.
100%.
They had opportunities to make it close because, again, it's a 7-point game. And there were times there, again, the fumble, bad communication, you know, just bad communication overall for the Jags. And I think that's something that's going to happen from a young team.
Yep.
You know, you're talking about
experience.
This is, you know, they're the Jags.
Christian Kirk dropping that bomb early in the game.
How many of those have we seen Christian Kirk, you know, drop this season? Yep. You know, somebody as shifty as him, once he gets into some space, he's great. But we haven't seen him drop a whole lot of passes like that. But the thing about the Jags is I think they're ahead of schedule. Right? This is year, what, 2 for Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Year 1 wasn't great.
I mean, this kind of Andrew Winard, if I'm saying his name right, the safety on the Jags, basically said he's like, he didn't have a rookie year. He was dealing with Urban Meyer the entire time.
Yeah, no.
He was having to answer for Urban Meyer and this entire team is in rookie year dealing with all that. Like, mentally, when you're dealing with that, it's hard to focus on the football aspect of things.
Especially
man.
You're a young player. You're a young player coming to a struggling team. And then your coach is a weirdo. And now you've got to answer for the fact that your coach is a weirdo.
He's just a little handsy, all right? That's all.
No, he's a weirdo. I don't care what nobody says. Yeah,
the fact that they put him on TV within an off season, back on Fox, was just like, neither here nor there.
That'll get me started on a whole nother tangent, and we don't want to do that this morning. I feel great. So I don't feel like
we started into, with some Harlem Globetrotters.
Exactly.
We started
out rock and jock. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, mess this moment up with any weirdness. You know, however, I'm looking at a team that probably should have been here maybe in another year, maybe 2.
Yeah.
But here they are in year 2 of Trevor Lawrence, and they made the playoffs. More than that, one of the biggest things that a quarterback can do is win a playoff game, right? Like, it's not necessarily win a Super Bowl. Of course, that's important ultimately. You know, as you get deeper and deeper into your career, have I won a Super Bowl? Have I competed for a Super Bowl? But in year 2, or really if we're being real, year 1, as far as not being under the Urban Meyer regime, and you make it to the playoffs and you win a playoff game, it's going to help for when it's contract time. Man, because that's the one thing. He's been in the playoffs. He's won a playoff game. Like, those things are important. Now, you don't want to be just one of those guys that just wins playoff games. Of course, you want to make sure you get one in. But if that's what you're doing, if that's going to be a part of your makeup, it's at least make it to the playoffs and win some games, then you've got a great thing happening for you in Jacksonville. So you got to tip your cap to them as well. Because if you talk about that AFC South, Jacksonville – they're going to win?
They're trending up where everybody else.
No. But if we were talking at the beginning of the year, did either of us have Jacksonville being the best team in the AFC South?
I mean, no. I would not have said that.
No, none of us would. And so, again, that was a surprise that none of us
were expecting. I'm not going to pull an Andy Dirt Johnson and say that I did.
No, that's because he's a liar. Yeah, because none of us did.
No, he did. And that's okay. He did. I'll stand up for him as he is one of the only people
I think Dirt's one of the most truthful people that I know. You know, that's real. So, but I'm glad that they were here because it's going to be fun to watch this team mature. It's going to be fun to watch Trevor Lawrence get better and better and better at the quarterback position. And so, yeah, I love what's happening in Jacksonville right now. But unfortunately, they just weren't ready to beat this Chiefs team.
Nope.
Not this year.
As you said, shot themselves in the foot a lot. Those turnovers, dropped passes. I mean, Trevor Lawrence had 100 passing yards going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean,
that's bad. Yeah. But the Chiefs, we don't really give a lot of credit to the Chiefs defense. We give a lot of credit to their offense, you know, obviously, you know, for you know, obvious reasons. However, we don't really talk about how good that defense can be. There can be some times where they're Swiss cheese and they get numbers put up on them. But then there are times where they, like yesterday, where they need to make plays, they make big plays.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm just trying to look at the Chiefs over their last few games. So they give up, 20 points in this one. Gave up 13 to the Raiders, 24 to the Broncos. That was a weird one. Held the Seahawks to 10. The Texans game was a weird one as well, 24. But again, gave up 28 to the Broncos. So as you said, just that inconsistency where they can give up some yards and points. So depending on who they get next week, and we will find that out today at 12 o'clock, Bengals versus the Bills. Do you want to see a matchup of the a rematch of the AFC Conference Championship last year or the divisional round last year? I want to see Allen Mahomes part two for all the marbles.
Yeah, I think Allen Mahomes is what you want to see. However, Burrow Mahomes sounds pretty fun too.
That does.
And especially when you're talking about the fact that you got some great receivers, you know, on both sides, and so quarterbacks can perform. But I think they're both equally as fun, and so how can you be mad either way?
Exactly.
I'm not tripping, but I think it's going
to
be Allen.
All right. We will move over to the other side of the bracket. That is the NFC. We had one game last night. We have one game tonight. The game last night, not much to talk about from a competitive standpoint, but as a Cowboys fan, I'm a little worried. I'm a little shook now after what we saw from the Eagles. So we will get to that next. Remember, you can text in 503-250-1080 and let us know what you think, or give us a great stat like this person just did. Henny, longest postseason drive in Chiefs history yesterday.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Look at Chad. Anybody named Chad is on board with me.
Chad.
That's number one.
With the big arm.
Yeah.
How about that?
Have you ever met anybody not cool named Chad?
Well,
yes, I have. It can go either way with Chad's. It can go one of two ways.
All right, we will get to the NFC. Giants get crushed by the Eagles, and we got a big game today between the Cowboys 49ers. We will do that next here on Sports Sunday, Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan. First, Sports Center update.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. Make the switch to green soaps and personal products and green cleaning products for the sink and shower. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Hi, Tony Spezza here, and we have an extra edge on our competition this year.
Shh, Tony, keep your voice down. It's a secret.
Sorry, let me tell you a secret. AAA Heating and Cooling can still get equipment. We have furnaces and air conditioners ready to install. Our competitors are having to wait for months because of supply chain issues. AAA Heating and Cooling has equipment and parts now. Our customers know the secret, and now you do too. AAA Heating and Cooling, CCB number 222.
What do you say? AAA Heating and Cooling.
Golf season is officially here. Hey guys, Sprague for Par West Golf and an exclusive post-holiday offer for our 1080 The Fan listeners. To celebrate the new year, Par West is giving 1080 The Fan listeners 23% off. Pre-owned clubs, bags, push carts, head covers, gloves, shoes, and apparel. This is only for 1080 The Fan listeners, so make sure to mention this ad when you stop by Par West Golf off 116th and Halsey, Portland's independent, locally owned, homegrown golf shop.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It seems pretty black and white that he was annoyed about getting benched in the middle of a playoff hunt and being told basically that he's not going to be getting his $12 million next year.
You know, Mariota's this big, high character guy. There's no other real logical explanation. I would like to hear one.
I was going to say, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, but
it's, you know, really
it's
a duck.
It's a duck.
It's a duck. He played for the duck.
The home of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue. Weekdays 3 to 7, 1080 The Fan. Football Sunday, Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
That transition actually worked out surprisingly well.
I was going to say, man, somebody pass the ox, bro. You're over here tripping.
Well, so just to pull the curtain back a little bit, is when we came back from our first commercial break, I just played the music, the return music. I pressed a button and it played the Bee Gees, right? Well, that doesn't tell that the system to not play that song if I load it into our playlist, you know? So as the commercials are flowing and it goes to the next, then it goes into the music. Well, it didn't tell it, hey, we already listened to the Bee Gees. And so that's why that played a second time. And then that's why I was like, you know what?
It's a good song, but I mean...
Oh, I get it. But the producer integrity in me said, I can't have the same bump back twice in a row.
No, you can't.
No. And it ended up being a funky Kendrick beat, so we'll take it.
Yeah.
Again, it worked. What I hope is not funky today is the Cowboys, Rashad. Things are starting to get real as we get closer to kickoff. Like last night.
Yeah, winning playoff games. This must be very new for you.
Well, it's not.
I mean, you don't remember. You don't remember the 90s, so you don't remember when they were actually winning Super Bowls.
That was Dak's third playoff victory in his career.
First road victory, excuse me, in...
Since 93.
Like 40 years?
Since 93.
Yeah, that's like 40 years.
That's 30.
That's 30's not...
I'm 30, and I was born in 92, all right?
I'm just saying.
I already got my blood boiling here.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, Cowboys 49ers today, they will go and take on the Eagles, who, my God, Rashad, they
are you a believer now?
Here comes Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde over here, Joe, when it comes to sports, right? The common brain, like, level-headed person sees what the Eagles did last night, and I'm like, that team's good. They're looking really, really good. That home crowd is rocking. Jalen Hurts, he came back from injury, didn't skip a beat. Giants were feeling themselves going into that game, and that was ugly. That was a beatdown of epic proportions in the playoffs, especially. And to do that to a rival as well, boy, there is definitely that football fan in me that I'm like, Eagles are good. Watch out. I hate to admit it. It hurts me because that fan side of Joe comes out, and I do not ever want to give the Eagles credit for anything. But I will give them the credit as of last night, because to do what they did against the Giants, have the bye week, get Jalen Hurts back, didn't skip a beat. Didn't skip a beat. And if you are going into that championship game next week, I think if you're a Philly fan, Philly team, player, coaches, San Francisco, Dallas, doesn't matter. Whoever we're facing, we're confident going into that one. I hate it. It kills me. It kills me to see the Eagles this good. And then I thought about it this morning. I'm like, well, you know, I know that playoffs don't matter, but Jalen Hurts is probably going to be your MVP this year. This is all lining up terribly, Rashad. I hate it.
I mean, it depends on who you're asking.
If you're asking me, I hate all of it.
If you're asking you, yeah, especially considering what they did to the Giants. But you never really fully believe in the Giants. Let's just be real. So I'm not super surprised that they did what they did to them. I think the Eagles are a superior team, top to bottom.
Well, I've been calling the Giants fraudulent.
Exactly.
All
and
year
so,
long,
and so. I'm not as surprised as you are, because the Giants aren't great. It just is happened to be one of those things to where the NFC East ended up being really, really good this year. Even the Commanders, which is the stupidest name. ended up being
hey, left okay. hand up, you know what I'm saying? Go Commanders.
Yeah, you know, they ended up being, you know, okay this year. So probably the best overall division in football this year was the NFC West, or excuse me, NFC East. But this Eagles team, everything about them just screams championship. The way they play, the fact that they all want to win for this young man, Jalen Hurts, you can tell. The fact that they want to play for each other, like a few years ago, we were talking about how much of a dumpster fire the Eagles turned into. And now we're talking about Jalen Hurts walking away with the MVP. I think he should be the MVP. But yeah, I'm not super, super surprised that this happened to them yesterday. Daniel Jones is we bang on somebody like Jimmy G a lot. Jimmy G wins games, right? Jimmy G doesn't he's not going to wow you with his, you know, ability and everything. Daniel Jones actually has some ability. He's just I just don't think he's very good. I just think he, I think there's some guys that have all the ability in the world. You know, RG3 had some ability. You know, saw him win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He just wasn't very good, though, you know, when it came time. And I think that's where Daniel Jones is. I think he's a backup. I don't think he's a starter. And it's, you know, I think the Giants have done everything. I think Brian Daboll did as good of a job as you can expect somebody to do with that team. Getting them to win that many games, get them to the playoffs. The Giants were terrible, have been terrible for a few years now. You know, it's been a long time since the Giants have been in a playoff scenario. I think Odell Beckham Jr. was still there the last time they were actually in the playoffs, right? So here it is, Brian Daboll, year one, gets them to – it's year one for him, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, year one.
Wait,
is it one or two?
I think it is year one. I'm completely spacing. I can't even remember who their last coach was. They've gone through like three in the last four seasons, it feels like.
Yeah, but yeah, I think this is Dable's first, second? Either way.
First year.
So for him to inherit what he got and to have at least Saquon healthy for a little bit, you know, this season, a little bit longer than he's typically healthy, to have Daniel Jones make some strides. Yes, they were able to make the playoffs, but just Daniel Jones wasn't great yesterday. And they needed him to be great because every part of Philadelphia was great.
Well, I think what we saw last night from the Giants was, you know, it kind of reinforced our feelings after that Vikings game. It was that, man, Daniel Jones, he had a great game shredding up that Vikings defense. But was that more so the Vikings defense or Daniel Jones having the coming out party and showing everyone who he is and that he can truly be a quarterback and not have to rely on his legs so much and be able to push the ball downfield? And he's had those moments this year where you've seen that improvement, right? You want to see improvement year to year, and I think he's done that. But the dude was like, he threw like 15 touchdown passes this year and five picks, which is, again, good when you're not turning the ball over. But I feel that a coach and a team, their offense will show you who they think about their quarterback. And when I say quarterback, I mean a quarterback throwing the ball. And when you have a game plan designed to get Barkley the ball and have your quarterback running more than anything and not pushing the ball downfield, I mean, granted, the Giants, let's be real, they don't have top tier
and that's the
weapons
and that's the thing
on the outside and that tight end. I mean, besides Barkley, it's like who did they got?
And that's the thing, like, if you're going to be a game manager, you have to make sure that you have the athletes around you to make that a possibility, right? You look at all the game managers that have been able to win games. I'll give you the greatest game manager of all time, Troy Aikman. Look at his numbers, they're not like awesome. Like there's been some years where he had you know 30 touchdowns, stuff like that, but Troy Aikman's a stat line was never anything like a Joe Montana or like a, you know, Dan Marino. But what he did well was get the ball to one of his many playmakers around him, i.e. the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Get the ball to Emmitt Smith. Like, when you can do that, you don't need to be a world killer all the time. And I think Daniel Jones, are more than that, the Giants don't have any huge weapons around him that would make him an effective game manager. That's what I think.
Well, Rashad, I think that's a perfect way to segue into the next segment, and that is talking about this Cowboys 49ers. Because you just dropped a Troy Aikman, and you dropped a Joe Montana there.
Oh, and Bang, bang. I didn't even know that, man. Look at me dropping jewels.
And when you want to talk about quarterbacks and offensive systems, I think you can't look anywhere else but the San Francisco 49ers and how that team approaches football. And we also need to take a look at Dak Prescott and what this game means to him and this Dallas team. But we will do that next. Preview this very nerve-wracking Cowboys 49ers game. As I said earlier, as we get closer to kickoff, things start to become more real and real, and the implications of the matchup start to set in. So we will get it to that next. Football Sunday, Texas, 503-250-1080. We'll get to that next on Football Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Just a quick update. Newberg, third, fourth grade, Legends basketball. That's the team name, by the way, the Legends. You'll hear about us in documentaries and movies in years to come. Big dub yesterday.
Can't wait.
Big win. Big win out in St. Paul. Jesus, which to you, Rashad, is like 3 hours away, but actually only 10 minutes from my house. So right in the middle of all the cow fields and home of the famous St. Paul Rodeo.
Sounds awesome. Actually, rodeos are dope. So I've been to the Houston Rodeo that they have like
every year. Well, there you go, St. Paul Rodeo.
Oh, man, that was a different thing. There's a whole carnival. There's a whole everything. It was super dope.
Yeah, that's that big city carnival. Us small time folk here in St. Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Could be fun. I'll go. I'll try almost anything once.
You know what could be fun is this Cowboys 49ers game. But I said last week that the 49ers were my pick for the NFC. And I'm standing by that. And that is the level-headed sports follower Joe. Fan side of Joe is really starting to buy the stock and the Cowboys can get this done today.
Are you? Because you sound real negative, I'll be honest.
Hey, I've been going back and forth, man. We go out to eat last night, and at the place we went, there was a guy wearing a Cowboys hat, and I was wearing mine. And so then I see that, I'm like, let's go. All right, boys. Yeah, hell yeah, we got this. And then I see a guy at the Moda Center last night wearing a San Francisco hat. And then it kind of sets in on me. I'm like, oh, yeah, San Francisco. That's right. They're really good. And I tell him, I'm like, hey, take it easy on us tomorrow. Hopefully it's a good game. And I know that everybody likes to talk about Brock Purdy and how he's been playing for this team and what he's done. But, Rashad, I think that the most important piece for this 49ers team is Christian McCaffrey. Try and imagine where this team would be without him if they don't make that move in the middle of the season. And I understand that they have done the running back by committee in San Francisco for a while, and it has worked for them. But with the injury to Jimmy Garoppolo and having a rookie final pick in the draft quarterback out there, I think the two things that are huge to a player like that, a rookie, is there a good system and coach in place? And do you have dudes? Do you have playmakers? Again, we just talked about this with the Giants, how outside of Saquon, they don't really have anybody. Whereas in San Francisco, you have three all-pro players in Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle. I mean, take your pick, man. Get your ball into the playmaker's hands. And who is one of the best playmakers in the league? It's Christian McCaffrey, man. When he has the ball in his hands, you never know what can happen. And this back half of the season, he showed a lot of the league how dangerous he is. And that's what makes me more nervous about anything today, is Christian McCaffrey and what he can do to this Dallas defense.
Listen, this San Francisco team looks as close to unstoppable as it can get. Number one, we were kind of talking last year, and the big name on everybody's mind last year was Deebo Samuel. Look what he can do. He can line up in the backfield. He can, you know, line up as a slot receiver. He can line him up as an X or Y. It doesn't really matter. You line him up anywhere, he's going to make a play for you. He was because Christian McCaffrey was injured for most of the season last year, he was the guy that everybody considered the best overall kind of player, you know, in the NFL. And then you add what we already know to be the best overall player, you know, in the NFL, and Christian McCaffrey to their team. And then, oh, you mentioned George Kittle, but we forget about Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
We forget about how good he is. And now you got a guy in Brock Purdy who, as a starter, is 6-0 for this 49ers team. But you've seen that he's got some wheels on him and can make plays and escape the pocket and run for a first down. We saw that. We saw he can make some beautiful passes down the field. He knows how to get his playmakers involved. And then, oh, yeah, their defense is really good. Their defense is, you know, they got, you know, Bosa up front. Say what you want to about, you know, Bosa and his beliefs and his standing. When he's on the football field, he's damn good. And I think that's why people care so much about his, you know, whatever he believes, you know, outside of football. Because when he's on the field, man, dude is nice. So this San Francisco team is scary. And then, oh, they probably have the best head coach that we don't talk about enough.
Yeah, the best head coach that hasn't won a Super Bowl, probably.
No, and you know, for a long time, that was – do you remember we talked about this with Andy Reid?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was Andy Reid's biggest
knock.
Yeah,
he had been to how many conference championships games?
Yeah, played a couple Super Bowls and just, you know, had never been able to win the big one. And so, yeah, this is going to be Shanahan's, you know, cross to bear until he can actually get a Super Bowl win.
So, with this 49ers team, being a Cowboys fan and looking at, all right, well, where can you find the advantage against a 49ers team? Because, as we both believe, they are stacked. They're a great team. So, it's like, where can you find that weakness? And quite frankly, the reason that kind of gives me a little hope is what the Cowboys were able to do last week is what they can take advantage of with this 49ers team, is that the interior of the offensive lineman is not nearly as good as the edges with Trent Williams and Mike McGlinchey. So get pressure up the middle, you know, stunts, get guys twisting, going Micah in different pockets and getting in the middle of that pocket. So that way you can force Purdy to run and make throws on the run and hopefully make a mistake. Because I just feel that trying to rush the edges today is going to be extremely difficult against shocker Trent Williams and Mike McGlinchey, two of the best tackles in the league. So I think that's, you know, on defense for the Cowboys, that is where you need to take advantage, is get that pressure up the middle. For the offense for the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, this is a huge game for him in this offense, and Kellen Moore, I mean, the entire team. You saw some plays last week with the Seahawks and 49ers where they were – DK Metcalf had a great game. They were able to hit the players downfield. Treverius Ward, Jimmy Ward. I mean, they gave up some plays. I think that is where this weakness is. You also have Diamador Lenora. He had a pick last week. But I just feel like that secondary outside of Talanoa Hufanga from Oregon is that's going to be where the Cowboys are going to have to be smart. Linebacker and defensive line for 49er stacked. The secondary is where they're going to have to find those spots and pick them apart. And Dak has to do essentially what he did last week, play a perfect game.
Yeah, I agree. Dak Prescott's going to have to be great. But I think, I don't know, I'm giving the Cowboys a little more credit than maybe you are. I think, I mean, at this point, like, we forget this Dallas defense is pretty good. And we forget that front seven for Dallas, you know, is legit. And I think they're number three in the NFL as far as getting to the quarterback and getting sacks. So I think that's something that we're going to – like, we have somebody that's probably going to be defensive player in the year on this Cowboys defense. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm giving them a little more credit because Brock Purdy, while he has played very well, you know, he hasn't had a whole lot of defense in his face. Not yet. You know, and so this will really be the first time that he's got a legit pass rush coming at him and trying to make him real uncomfortable. You know, what is that going to do for, or what does that do to him, you know, if he can't really, you know, plant his feet enough to get the ball off, or if he's not able to escape as fast as we saw him escape last week. So, I mean, I'm giving Dallas a little bit of credit. You know, they can score. You know, we talked about, you know, having playmakers around you, and that's the one thing Dallas is, they've got a lot of offensively and defensively. So yes, when you look at Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel on the other side, it's like, well, damn, you got two creative players on both sides of you. However, you know, when you're able to kind of match them up on papers, like they don't, they're not terrible. Both teams are really good taking the ball away from each other. So defensively, both teams are great. You know, it's going to be who's going to be playing better offensively. Is Dak Prescott going to be dink and dunk Dak? Or is he going to get the ball down the field and try to get it to some of those receivers in space? So I think it's going to be a fun game more than anything. But I like Dallas' chances. Obviously, I think San Francisco is a better team. And if they played each other 10 games, I think San Francisco would probably win 6 of those, somewhere around there. But they don't play 10 games. They play 1. And if everybody's on point for Dallas, and Mike McCarthy doesn't get the credit that he deserves as a head coach.
Well, he never does when they do good.
No, he's easy to dump on, right?
Yep.
He's one of those people. But look at what happened in Green Bay. He's left. Green Bay hasn't been able to figure it out. On the other hand, he's had Dallas pretty much in this position of being in the playoffs, you know, every single year since then. And with hopes of going much further, there are people that still pick the Cowboys to win it all. So, and as I'm saying this, there's somebody out there saying it doesn't matter. Cowboys are still going to win the day. I don't know. I think this is going to be a better game than you're letting on. You're saying you're confident. I don't believe you, Joe. I see.
Again, I'm waver. At the, yeah, my I'm confidence at wavers the, at any moment.
Yeah, I mean, hey, but I understand being nervous. This is a big game for you. You know, this is a big game for the Cowboys. However, man, there's a lot to like about this Cowboys team against the 49ers. Now, I think 49ers have more talent, you know, on their team, but so did Duncanville. And, you know, West Lynn beat them.
Wow,
up.
What a pull.
Just saying. I mean, just saying. Like, you, the talent sometimes doesn't always mean win, mean championship. Take that from somebody who, a team that lost to the Giants twice. Talent doesn't always guarantee a win.
Well,
so we'll see what happens.
What's interesting about this game, this matchup, is that the vibes are much different compared to the 49ers-Cowboys game last year in the playoffs. Like, going into that game, people were really buying the 49ers to win that, and it happened, right? Like, it led to the Cowboys, you know, effing around and finding out that 49ers team was good. Whereas this time around, I'm not going to say it's the opposite, but people are giving Dallas way more of a chance this time against the 49ers than they did last year against the 49ers, I feel. And I don't know if that's because of Brock Purdy. I don't know if it's because of the Cowboys and the defense and that defensive line. But I find it interesting that here we are a year later, we're getting the same, not the same matchup, but the same two teams, and the vibes and how people feel about the Cowboys going into this matchup. It just seems like everybody is a little bit more, they're more receptive to the idea of the Cowboys getting the victory and keeping this close today. So, fingers crossed that's the case, Rashad.
Fingers crossed for you. I want both teams to tie. So, that's what I want. I don't want to hear either of your fan bases, either of these fan bases, say anything.
Well, I'm not even going to start talking about what I would do if this happens, but...
We're going streaking!
Be ready, Newberg. Be ready is all I got to say. But if it's Eagles, 49ers next week... I know damn sure that I will be rooting for the AFC when it comes to Super Bowl time. That is for sure. So, hour number one in the bag. Hour number two, my guess is we will get to this Bengals-Bills matchup, Rashad. I think that that's something that you'll be doing, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I guess we can break that down. And then, yeah, whatever else we got lined up is on you, man. We got Who Do You Love coming up. At the back half of the second hour. Plenty left to get to, so let's do it. Football Sunday right here on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.